Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, it's your girl D. Scott. So, a lot of times, you know, people ask me, especially after having written, you know, Stanley and everything, A Diary of a Hot Mess, they always ask me, like, well, how do you deal, you know, with your demons, and how do you, you know, how do you combat them? People can sit there and act like, you know, oh, no, I don't know people that live like that. Shit, yes, you do. You just probably don't talk to them. And that's okay. But I would like to acknowledge my my hood roots whenever I can, because sometimes we can end up back there and not want to be there. I am not a peacock. I'm more of a shark. So I don't need to flaunt my feathers and, you know, fucking walk around and act like, you know, this is fit to happen and I'm fit to do this. I don't like the fit to do's. I'm more of a, I did this shit, I'm a shark, I laid in wait, I'm a night feeder, I waited, I came at y'all at an angle, and I ate your fucking face. I ate your whole life, and that's what I did. Because if I have to tell you, one of my things is, if I have to tell you I'm coming, if I do tell you I'm coming, I'm already here.
Hey.
Hey y'all, it's your girl D. Scott. Hey y'all, it's your girl D. Scott. Hey y'all, it's your girl D. Scott. Hey y'all, it's your girl D. Scott.
I'm here, of course. And it is the day after Memorial Day. That means that summertime is almost here. It is May 26th, I believe. I always gotta check the date because I'm always running days and todays. There's late nights, early mornings, work, work, work. And I'm correct. It is Tuesday, May 26th, 2015. And tonight's show, of course, is Tell the Truth Tuesday. And basically, it's the show's title, Why Are Y'all Agitating Me? And I really have just been watching, you know, I'm back watching my Ratchet TV. And, you know, I've been watching the Love and Hip Hop, and it just really brings me down a bad spiral of the messiness that men are dealing with. And then next thing you know, we are looked at as the fucking crazy person, because we want to beat bitches up. Like, now, it's our fault we're crazy, because we want to slap the shit out of everybody. Because y'all are inappropriate, and you bring fucking drama to my doorstep, and then you expect us not to react. So, unfortunately, I need to break some shit down, because I think that one of the biggest things that a woman can do that is incorrect in any relationship, whether it's work, you know, whatever, is to be too motherfucking available. And I have to explain to people that I'm not always available. But if we need to talk, or if you're special to me, then I'm 100% available to you. That's why I'm not a player anymore, because I don't have the fucking time. You know what I mean? Like, I wish I had time to date all these people that people link me to or say that I'm dating. I really wish I had the fucking time. Just because we were in the same place at the same time doesn't mean that I was sleeping with that person, definitely not that, or that I was dating them. Now, let me get to the Thirsty Thursday chicks. There are females that are out there that don't have motherfucking shit to do all day, but go to their stupid-ass job and come home and do their stupid-ass shit, okay? I'm not one of these females. I'm going to just give you an example of my day. Just in case anybody ever felt like I was ignoring you, I swear to God I was. It was on purpose because I'm busy, okay? I got a phone call last night from my Habibi. Had to send that shit to voicemail because I didn't have the time to talk to him. I was in a different headspace. I don't have time to talk to you about an inventory of 1,000 pieces that we getting ready to do for Soul Exchange Canada in August. People forget, and it really agitates the fuck out of me, because number one, I'm not stupid. I'm going to get to that part because that's what's really bothering me. And the reason that, again, we started Tell the Truth Tuesday is to get out mental health issues, because I feel like ever since I've been sharing my issues with you guys and you guys are listening, and I appreciate it. Numbers are up, never been better. We celebrate our one-year anniversary on August 2nd with Stay in Your Lane. And I feel like y'all don't understand what I go through. First and foremost, I'm a mother, so that's my most important job. So I'm responsible for this child being healthy, which this week he was sick. Okay, all this week I was sick. My stepfather had an injury to his knee. Okay, this is my family. I still have to take care of them. My sister just went through something. I try to be there for her. So all this week, you know, I'm on the verge of vomiting. My son is on the verge of vomiting. I don't know if we had food poisoning. I don't know if it was the fucking flavored vodka I drank. I don't know. I was sick all week. My son was sick all week. He got sent home from school today. Okay, I'm a normal mom, but these are not things that I account for, which is why during the day is when I sleep like a vampire. So let me show you how my day goes. So I go to sleep at about anywhere from 4 to 8 in the morning, depending on whether I'm writing, okay? Y'all forget, I write for like 7 or 8 different entities. You guys can go on Hub Pages. You guys can wait on the Huffington Post situation. You guys can go to the Niagara Gazette. These are all places that I submit my work to, okay? Not only that, I get offered a ghostwrite from now basically almost every month, okay? Those ghostwriting projects start, since everybody know my fucking business, they start at $10,000. That's just if I don't even have to go anywhere, okay? But my work is completed and finished within 3 weeks. That's what you're paying for. And $10,000 is cheap compared to the fact that I don't take any royalties. I walk away, you know, when it's done. You know, I do 2 pro bono a year, which means that I do 2 for free or for a favor a year, okay? So do you know what kind of motherfucking psycho that you have to be able to say, I'm going to write my own books. I have 6. I didn't write one book. Stay in Your Lane is the most popular book. There's games. My son has a book out, you know, Journal of a Kid Waiting to Be King. All my shit's on Amazon. I did Nightmares and Vultures for the Mobb Deep affiliate, all that shit. Y'all know that, okay? But y'all keep thinking that I'm so available and I have all this time. You forget, I also run Boom Enterprises, okay? That's the publishing entity. So what about the people that come to me for publishing and for editing? You forget about that shit, right? So I don't have time. So when people always ask me, what's the biggest sacrifice? The biggest sacrifice that I make is that I choose not to be in interpersonal relationships with men or with new females because I don't have time. Let me finish. So I have to put out, I don't have to, but I feel like for my birthday coming up next month, 90-day asshole, that's what we're going to be. I feel like I don't share enough with you guys. I feel like I don't show any of my personal home footage or anything, you know what I mean? So I think that you think that I am what I post, which I am, but I'm 99% of what I post is only 1% of my life. Okay, that's not, you don't know how I live, you don't know how I sleep, you don't know how I wake up, who I wake up to, nothing. So in addition to going to bed at 8 o'clock in the morning, my son gets up and has to be to school by 9. Okay, so clothes have to be ironed, things have to be done. Okay, then I can go to sleep. Maybe, if I'm not answering 150 emails from the 3 different emails that I have. My website is www.stayinyourlane123.com. People can, you know, email me there direct. My affiliates, let's not even talk about my affiliates that I have to deal with, whether on the editing side, the business side, the writing side, the production side, or the clothing side. Which side you want to talk about today? Okay? Again, we're not even making it to 10 o'clock in the morning. Okay, then I have to make sure that the office is open so that when the post office is delivering things, they could just leave it there and I don't have to worry about physically being there to pick up my merchandise, okay, because that could stop an order. So I had some customs just come in today for Paige down in Miami, for K-Bugs and myself, one of my, you know, the new female jerseys that I have out. So everybody's all up in arms about Drake's jersey over at I'm missing a call right now. So everybody's up in arms about Drake's jersey that he had on. I make those too. Did I make that one? Absolutely not. He has his own brand, OVO. But these are things that I have to think about when I'm marketing. So nobody pays attention to that because everybody assumes that, It's just, I'm doing what I do. Not to mention that I still work 40 hours a week at a regular job. Okay, people forget that point. I still have a very regular, you know, decently profiled job that I report to every fucking week, 40 hours a week. Okay, so I don't know where y'all think that I have all this motherfucking time to be dealing with fucking stupid shit and bullshit. My tolerance level for that shit is low. I get agitated and I'm sick of it. So here's what I'm going to say. There was floods down in Houston. A lot of my people live in Houston. Shout out to everybody. You know, my ex-husband's okay. Jahari and Tristan, they're okay. Billy's okay. All these things. Robert's okay. Elizabeth's okay. Tisha Freeney, she's okay. Those are my people. So all this week, y'all been agitating the fuck out of me, these people, because I have to suffer because somebody couldn't get their shit together. Right. And here's what I don't like, because a lot of you weak ass women have allowed these men to come in and try to give these excuses such as it's not you, it's me. Motherfucker, I know it's you. It's not me. But you need to get you right before you come talking to fucking me. OK, so my thing is this. Don't start shit that you can't finish with motherfucking queens, okay? Because if I have to put in, I put in easy 80 to 90 hours a week of work, okay? I don't sleep that much. And I'm sorry, let's not finish talking about the fact that I still run 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 miles 5 days a motherfucking week. I cook dinner every fucking night. Okay, so y'all keep acting like people have so much time. No, certain people make time for you. Okay, so I'm the type of motherfucker that when I go out of town, I like to spend money. I like to have things planned. So you not talking to me for a week, for 48 hours, for 72 hours could change my plans, which means that now I have to change my financial situation, whether good or bad, because you... It's not you, it's me. I know, motherfucker, so it's not you that's going to be with me when it comes time to celebrate my time or my day. It's not you, it's going to be me that's footing the bill for this shit. I don't have time for it. Here's the shit that I don't like, and I'm agitated as fuck about it because it goes against my motherfucking religion, okay? To speak, I don't talk about other females. I'm not going to ask you about that motherfucker. I don't give a fuck if she was standing in the middle of your motherfucking living room. I'm not going to ask you about no another female. Don't ask me about no dude either, especially not a motherfucker that's entertaining me, because I'm not going to answer you or you're going to get the shade. For real, you may as well get a hat because I'm going to throw fucking shade because I'm a fucking hater. When it comes to my shit that I spend time and energy on, I don't have time for the bullshit. So last week, I couldn't have made it any more motherfucking clear. The gig is up. I know some inappropriate shit happened. Not my problem. I don't give a fuck about it. This, that, and the third. Motherfuckers go silent. They go blank, right? So today, somebody reach out, is so-and-so okay down there in Houston? Nah, motherfucker, he died. I don't know. Don't ask me shit about a shit. That's your motherfucking people. You ask that motherfucker. Don't ask me nothing about no dude that be in my phone at all. That's your motherfucking people. Maybe you should have focused on a fucking connection with Wi-Fi or perhaps a phone number instead of going through. Don't ask me nothing. And you know that y'all motherfuckers is inappropriate or have been in the past. Y'all motherfuckers want to institute a meeting? Y'all can catch the fucking Greyhound, the flight, whatever the fuck y'all motherfuckers need to do, but you're not going to do that shit on my motherfucking time. Okay? So when people sit up there, this is what I don't give a fuck about neither one of you. I don't give a fuck what you did. I don't give a shit. That shit is dead. It never happened. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't see it. It's not real. What is real is the fact that you're not going to fucking do that shit on my time. I don't allow motherfuckers to just walk away from me like, well, you know, the thing. Nah, fuck that. Man up. Man the fuck up and say, look, I was fucked up. I was drunk one night. I was talking to that dinosaur motherfucker built like a bag of toys. I don't know what happened. It was her. It was six other broads. I don't know. Say that. You already know that I've already fucked with the Dundada fucking pimpstress of them all. Okay? If you read the book, then you would have fucking known that Victor was the worst motherfucking player on planet Earth, but he always had respect. He never brought them motherfuckers around me. I was always the queen motherfucking bee. He would shut a motherfucker down in 2.5 seconds, and for that reason, I have to give him fucking props. That motherfucker made it very, very fucking clear, like, look, I'm not going to do this. You understand what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I'm used to certain shit, okay? I'm used to certain shit, okay? And I don't deal with the bullshit. I never went to that man and asked him, was you talking to this person? I don't have to. If you know your dude, you already know the answer. I don't need to be redundant about the shit. But don't call me and ask me, is everything okay? I don't know, motherfucker. You should call him and I don't know. He died. I don't know. He drowned. I don't know. You don't get no information from me. Let me share something else with you. And I talked about this in the book. I come from an old code of ethics. And I remember I was out and about, real beautiful girl, used to live in our town. And real beautiful girl lived in our town. And I couldn't figure out. I was like, damn, why she stopped speaking to me? I couldn't figure it the fuck out. Years later, I find out that she was dating one of my old fiancés who actually just got knocked and went to prison not that long from Houston. Newsflash, motherfuckers. Y'all not the only motherfuckers I know in Houston. I'm going to get to that in a minute because let me show you how much I respect people's time. Because everybody always like to feel like they the only one. Motherfucker, you're not the only player. I've been doing this for a long time. I'm nice to you. So I find out why she stopped speaking to me, and it was the only thing that saved me from beating her motherfucking ass was the fact that she said, look, I started messing with him after you moved away. Look, peep this. I'm the one that introduced them. We was in the grocery store one day. I'm like, this is so-and-so. I used to call her Pocahontas. Real pretty girl. None of you motherfuckers are threats to me. I don't give a fuck if you walked around with 14-karat gold glitter all over your face and hair. I don't give a shit. You're still not a fucking threat to me. Not with the caliber of dudes that I deal with. Maybe the weak ones might fuck with you, but not one of mine. So when I left, that's not my dude no more. However, because I'm the person that introduced them, okay, here I am looking fucking crazy and couldn't figure out why every time I came to town, this girl would not speak to me. And you know what? Towards the end, I never shook the bitch's hand, but what I did say was I said, you know what? And I said to her sister, I have to respect your sister because she followed the rules. You're supposed to not talk to me. If you fucking with one of mine or one of my formers, because, honey, you got big shoes to fill, okay? Which size you want them, an American or Italian? 39, either way. You understand what I'm saying? You got big shoes to fill, so I feel sorry for you if you had to fuck with somebody after me. I really do, because it's not going to be the same. They will spend the rest of their motherfucking life comparing you to everything I fucking did because I'm good to these hoes in the street. I really am. I am good to these men. And like I said, even if they do me dirty, they'll never tell you that I did them dirty. I never cheated. I never did none of that. So there was a code of ethics. Nowadays, people keep forgetting that intimacy is more than just touching somebody. I know that in the current situation that I'm talking about right now, these two people have never met. These two people have never touched. It's not like that. However, intimacy is more than that. We're adults. Anytime that you spend your days and nights talking to somebody, that is intimacy. Anytime you're telling them your secrets, which my life is an open book, you understand what I'm saying? So anytime that you're spending time with them that you could be spending with your child, that is intimacy. So men like to disrespect that because you fucking bitches make it so goddamn easy for them to have access to you at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're naked, at 2 o'clock in the morning when you're being inappropriate, and I'm fucking sick of it. Y'all agitate the fuck out of me, okay? Do I get down like that with my people? Absolutely. But it is a sacrifice that I make to put the pen down to talk to you motherfucking ungrateful people, okay? And I'm tired. And then for y'all motherfuckers to sit there and continue, because neither one of you two talk. So let's just be clear. But again, because it's beneath me to even mention either one of your names, I'm not going to do it. The bottom line is I respect bonds and connections. So when you say certain names to me, I know what's attached with that name. You don't, because you're fucking stupid, and all you can think about is with your little head. So you're not thinking about the fact that this motherfucker might be a goddamn wreck. You're not thinking about the fact this is somebody that you can't have a future with, so why are you wasting the fucking time? We all 30-plus years old going into 40. I don't have fucking time to waste on dead-end connections, so that's why I just won't talk to somebody if there's not a connection. I won't do it. And so the fact that y'all two motherfuckers are sitting up here acting like I'm fucking stupid, trying to figure out, like, well, what does she know? Bitch, I know everything because I know you and because I know her. And the fact that y'all ain't never even met, you ain't never touched, I don't give a fuck about what you guys did. Stop acting like I'm fucking stupid. I'm not. It's so beneath me to say either one of your fucking names, because at the end of the day, that's still going to be my homegirl. You know, we can still go out, do drinks, whatever, whatever, and you still going to fuck with me anytime I fucking feel like it. And that's a fact. Okay? So all this, it would be for naught. See, and I don't like when females do that either. They make all this big commotion. They stop being friends with the girl or they stop fucking with the dude. Nah, I'm going to get what the fuck I want. I'm selfish. I'm greedy, too. You understand what I'm saying? Just like y'all dudes don't be caring that these chicks be hoes and shit like that. I don't give a fuck if you used to be a hoe. She's not me, so I don't care. But what I like to point out is the difference. There is a difference between the caliber of female that I am and other chicks that you used to dealing with. You think I didn't see when you over here friend requesting bigbootyhoes.com, flirtatiouswhores.org, all this other shit, and then you turn around and you try to delete a motherfucker? I don't say it, but I seen it. You do the same shit that every other motherfucker in your position did. You blew it. So now I don't fucking like you all like that no more. I feel disinterested. We are women. Let me just tell you something very quickly. You guys think that when you take a break, I need a break. Well, you may as well break your fucking leg, too, because you're not going to be walking back over here and everything going to be normal, motherfucker. Shit happens in a week. One day I had my mother, the next day I didn't. You know, one day I was feeling okay, the next day I'm vomiting. One day I was chilling, fucking 3 weeks later I was married. Okay, so I'm the wrong motherfucker to walk away from for a week. You are not, and I'm going to be very clear about this, you are not Gary Flowers. That's the only man on planet motherfucking Earth. And me and him, we don't speak in terms, but that's the only man on planet Earth that had a connection with me that was that motherfucking strong, that he was able to walk away and come back, and we were able to sit down because we were 100% transparent and honest. Only in the very, very end, when I found out the bullshit that he was doing, did me and him stop having a friendship. You dudes forget, you all start out as my friend. So I respect you as my friend before we even become lovers. So I don't want to be naked with you if I got to worry about fucking secrets and shit. I don't want to be naked with you and you like bras that's built like a bag of fucking Toys R Us toys and shit at Christmas time. I don't like that shit because I'm not built like that. So what the fuck you talking to me for? I don't like that. You got to fucking stay in your lane. It's either you in the HOV lane with me or you over there with them. I don't know what you want to do. But in the end, I don't even fucking give you the choice no more. Because then I become disinterested, and now I don't have to talk to you. Let me be clear about some other shit. I'm in Houston, right there by where we were in Rice Village. One of my homeboys owns a home down there. He's like, hey, mind you, from New York, so I know him. Never messed with him. He my homie. But because I respect the connection with the person that I was down there with and the people that I was with, I didn't bring a stranger into the situation introducing them to them because I'm like, that's inappropriate. Because I know that this dude that is in Houston right now has feelings for me, and I'm over here jonesing with somebody else. So that's inappropriate. So I would never do that to somebody because, see, men get tricked into thinking that they have options. You don't have fucking options when it comes to me. You either with me or you not. And if you want to still be friends and shit, that's cool. I'm just like a dude. Maybe I just want to come and beat the brakes off you when I come to town. You ain't got to stay. You could get out at 12:14 a.m. with a bag of tacos and keep it moving. Okay? All this, you know, you talking to me every day. We don't need to do that. If you want to keep it about sex shit, maybe I just want to fuck you too. You don't know. You know, so I don't appreciate the fucking disrespect of me, of making me feel like I'm stupid. I'm not stupid. And the fact that you two stupid motherfuckers are sitting up there like, well, what does she know? Motherfucker, like I said, I know you and I know her. So I know everything. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to even fucking bring it up. All you need to say is fucking my bad. That's it. I was going through a bad time. I was blind in one eye. Say something. But don't fucking continue to act like, and don't ask me nothing about other motherfuckers. Do I ask you how your motherfucking fine-ass cousin is? Don't ask me nothing about no motherfucker that got titties, period. I don't give a fuck who it is, okay? Don't ask me about nobody because I don't do that to you. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not disrespectful like that. I stay in my lane, and I'm very clear. Me, I like to ride connections out, so I don't disrespect people's connections. So because I knew that a man like that existed, I stopped. So I don't continue to scrounge around beneath people and be over here talking to this raggedy motherfucker and over there talking to that raggedy motherfucker. I respect that bond, knowing that, you know what, one day, and maybe that's some fairy tale queen shit, but I know how to keep my motherfucking legs closed and my mind open. And a lot of bitches don't know how to do that. And that's why you motherfuckers be sitting up there with umpteen million fucking kids by different motherfuckers that you were never supposed to be with, because you didn't honor a connection that you had with a specific person. I'm very specific with my shit. So I don't appreciate when people be sitting up there trying to act like they being funny. Don't be funny and get punched in the fucking throat. Agitated as fuck. Gonna ask me some shit today. How is so-and-so doing? Motherfucker, he drowned. I don't know. I don't know how he doing. Maybe you should call him. But if you don't got his number, then I suppose y'all weren't really friends. Not my fucking problem. You know what I mean? And I don't mind that you ask, but if you think that I'm going to relay the message to him, motherfucker, I'm not. This ain't the Underground Motherfucker Railroad. I'm not Harriet Tubman. I'm not finna relay no motherfucking message from no. I'm a fucking hater for real. And the sooner that you realize that, I'm a nice girl. You know, I play nice. I don't, you know, disrespect stuff. At the end of the day, that's not my dude. He don't belong to me. The connection does, but he don't belong to me. He can do whatever the fuck he want to do. Okay? And especially if I wasn't in the picture. So I don't understand what the problem is. Okay? I don't understand what the problem is and why y'all keep fucking bothering me with this dumb shit, tap dancing around this motherfucker. You ain't Sammy Davis Jr. Okay? Don't tap dance around nothing with me. Just be straight up. And again, I have to give a shout out to Gary, who is the character in my book. He never, ever tap danced around shit. That motherfucker, like a tourist, took that shit like a bull, ran straight through the motherfucker and said, look, this is what the fuck I did. I fucked shit up. Fucking, matter of fact, he didn't even say I'm sorry. He said, motherfucker, I wasn't with you. You was over here doing this, so I went over here and did that. All's fair in love and war. That's exactly what this is. All is fair. And that's what the fuck I should have called the show. All is fair in love and war. And let me be clear. I just now took my first sip of wine tonight. Okay, so I'm not drunk. I'm very clear. I'm not going to address her about the shit. I'm not going to address him about the shit. Don't tell me. Don't ask me. Motherfucker, you come up here on your own, and you want to see people, get on a fucking Uber, get the Uber, get the bus. Don't ask me to cart you no motherfucking where with somebody that y'all might have shared photos of fucking cookie nibbles. I don't know. I don't know what y'all motherfuckers was doing. And I don't care. What I care about is the fact that after the fact, you tried to disrespect me. And I don't think, to be honest with you, on the male's part, that it was on purpose. I think that maybe he was excited and was like, hey, you know, why we up there? But see, what you forgot was that there's 10 other motherfuckers up here that I could have took you to see, but you chose two specifics. Now, I know the one. That's you know, that's my people. I've known the one for, you know, 20-some years. You know what I'm saying? So she might have played with you Kenton style. But the other one, no, I know her too. You know what I'm saying? And that's my people, but at the same time, I know how she is. So at the same time, when you say certain things, and I'm trying to get this person to learn me to understand it, when you say certain things, because I'm a writer, because I'm intellectual, because I've been to school and I'm not a fucking idiot, and I had a mother that raised me to be G to this shit, to be hip to this shit, there's just certain shit you cannot say that doesn't warrant an explanation. So all that, I'm going to just slink with my motherfucking tail between my legs and just slink away. Bitch, it don't work like that, because you'll never, ever get an opportunity to talk to me. Because I don't have time. And every month something else is happening that makes me just look and just stick my middle finger up and say, I don't got to talk to you, none of y'all. And I thank God every single day that everything that wasn't meant for me, I didn't take it. I'm not just going to take everything that you just put on the fucking table here. I just put this apology on the table. Take it. Fuck you. I'm not taking that goddamn apology. I'm not going to take the apology. Because you're not admitting what you're sorry for. You're sorry for a cadence. No. Be sorry that you tried to fucking play me, okay? I am way too volatile and emotionally motherfucking unstable to be dealing with people's fucking apologies. I don't apologize because I meant what the fuck I said. If a motherfucker called me right now and say, why did you say, motherfucker, you know why I said it. If you're going to address me, send me an address, because that's all I have time for right now. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm not mad about the situation. I'm mad that y'all keep taking this shit to the next level like I'm a fucking idiot. And if I have to say something to you about it, we're not going to be friends. You know, we're not going to be cool. That's not my motherfucking dude. That's not my husband. I don't give a fuck if you fucked him yesterday. I don't care. That's not my dude. Is he a suitor? Yes. Is he somebody that I care about? Yes. But shit, you want him, go get him then. Okay? But the question is, does he want you in this moment? Right? Let the motherfucker choose. I'm not going to force myself on nobody. And that's what I feel like I'm doing whenever I be talking to these motherfuckers that don't honor the connection or they don't honor the bond or they don't honor any relationship that they're in. You got to know I don't have no fucking respect for you anyway because of the situation that the male is in. You understand what I'm saying? So you could never be my fucking dude, ever. And that's the truth. Even if it came out that it was all a lie and everything else, I would still have to look at you some type of way because you lied. So ride this shit out or you have to fucking walk away from me. And that means no communication, no nothing, because I don't have to talk to you. I could find a million other motherfuckers that I could talk to at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I do have that. I can't call you at 4 in the morning. I got somebody over here I can. That's up working just like me. Since you think that everything I do is so fucking easy and you the only motherfucker that got problems. Some of y'all motherfuckers don't even be having kids. You ain't got no fucking problems. You understand what I'm saying? You don't take care of other people. I do. Okay? So when people say I just needed a break to myself and I was feeling in a mood, that's bitch shit. I don't speak that language. I don't know what the fuck you talking about because I don't know what it's like to be alone. I don't. There's people around me at all times. And so when people say to me, you know, you're selfish, I absolutely am selfish because I don't get to be selfish anywhere else in life. When I'm writing other people's books, you think I'm being fucking selfish? When I have to sit there and I have to put myself through everything that you're telling me that you went through, that takes time. And I still make time to disclaimer, hey, listen, I'm in the lab, that's what I call it, or I'm in the studio this week, not going to be able to be, you know, having these two-hour conversations. However, I'm going to still reach out, send you little pictures here and there, let you know I'm thinking about you, right? Because that's what you do. So if you could go a week without talking to me, motherfucker, you might need to make it 2 and 5. I don't play that shit. Silence, like my girl K Boog say, silence is never fucking misunderstood. It is a very clean-cut answer. So although I'm glad that we're on speaking terms and we're talking right now and I saw that you just called, you know, and I wasn't able to pick up the phone because I did the show a little bit late. The bottom line is that you got to come better than that. Just fucking stand still and take it. You know, and for my women, that desperation cologne that y'all be fucking wearing, it's repulsive. It's fucking repulsive. And what it is that you become so desperate for any little bit of attention that any Negro throw at you that you believe everything this motherfucker say. And you're not even realizing where he's coming from. Because you just want to accept everything he says as a fact. I can't take compliments. That's the number one thing guys say to me all the time. You can't take compliments. Yeah, because I don't believe you. You're so beautiful. You shut the fuck up. Yeah, I'm fucking horrible on the inside. You don't know me. I'm ugly on the inside. Don't let this slick shit fool you. I respect a man more if he tell me, you know what, you so fucking smart or you so business savvy because then I know you paid attention. Don't tell me I'm fucking beautiful. My fucking hair look like goddamn dreadlocks right now. I can't comb it in fucking 3 days. I've been sick. You understand what I'm saying? I don't hear from my girlfriends within 48 hours. I send out the troops. So like I said, if you could go a week and you don't have to talk to me, make it 5 weeks, make it a year. Because I really don't have to talk to you, you know. And it's unfortunate because this particular person, he knows I'm going to have to see him again. We have mutual friends. I'm supposed to be moving to the city that he lives in, you know, to make sure that my son is closer to his father and, you know, handle all that business. So it's like, you know, you have to see me. Just stand still and take the fucking heat, you know. And for the females, you guys don't want to stand the fuck still and be the fuck alone. What the fuck is wrong with you that you can't just go sit the fuck down somewhere and say, you know what, I'm not entertaining these text messages. I don't need to text you back every time you text me because you feel some type of way today with that bitch-made man shit. I don't want to hear it. Go love your girlfriend. That's all I have to tell you. Go love your girlfriend. Okay? You have to stop being these Negroes' crutch. Every time they come to you, you accept them with open arms, and I am not okay with that. And it's because of motherfuckers like you that then when they come to me and they try to pull that shit on me and I'd be like, nope, go back where the fuck you came from. Hand emoji. That's it. Now it's a problem. Why are you acting like this? Because I don't play that shit. Okay? I truly believe if you care about somebody, you're not going to let a week go by without talking to them. Especially if you feel that there was something wrong. That was devastating to me. I'm not afraid to sit up here and admit, you know, I liked, you know, this particular person, and really what happened prior to me, it doesn't concern me. And I knew that it was an accident because I know him. But now I have to start questioning that bond because it's like, well, you know, were you just doing that to pass the time with me too? Because remember, all women like to feel special. If I feel like everything that you do with me, you have done with somebody else or you have said to somebody else, I have to have rights as a queen. I have to have rights. I have to be able to have the right to say, yeah, that's cool, but motherfucker never showed you the daylight. Yeah, that's cool, but y'all never did this. Or yeah, that's cool. I have to have rights to be able to know my place. So if you're not going to give me a place in your life, then I'll just take it. But what I'm not going to do is take anything and settle for less, right? I wouldn't do that to you. I'm very clear. See, people be thinking I'm nice. Listen, I got dudes I don't go in public with. You're not public fucking material. I don't want to be photographed with you. I don't want to be seen with you. We could sit. We could chill. We could go smoke some hookah. We could do this, that, and the third. But as far as you being out publicly with me, stomping a red carpet or going anywhere with me, there are dudes that they know not to ask me that. Okay? I had a dude, all he wanted to do was eat groceries. That's it. And he was perfectly content with that. That was my youngin' some years back, and I know he listens to the show. Thank you very much for that experience. But at the end of the day, y'all motherfuckers ain't the only ones out here that's playboys. We are the slickest creatures on planet fucking Earth, and that's why I don't understand why you would think that you would be able to pull something like that over on me if I'm that in tune to you. So I don't disrespect bonds and things like that because I don't live in regret. And I talk about that in my book, Stand Your Lane, Diary of a Hot Mess, on Amazon and Kindle. And I talk about it in the book Games by Saladin Kanaala. That's also available on Amazon and Kindle. I talk about respecting these bonds and not giving up so easily because you have to ride the shit out. I'm not the chick that's going to ever see you in the airport and then have to call my girlfriend the next day and be like, girl, guess who I ran into the airport? And guess who I'm pregnant by now because I ran into him and had this brief moment of emotional relapse. Fuck that. We're going to get it all out now. I'll keep going back playing a fool, keep going back playing stupid until I can't take it no more. And then when I'm done with you, I'm done with you. We don't have to worry about rekindling shit because it's over. And that, to me, is the safest way to go. I will hurt myself before I allow you to hurt me. Okay? I will break my own heart. That's how sadistic I am. I will break my own heart with things that you never said based on your actions before I allow you to do it over some dumb shit. So that when I walk away from you, I don't have to come back. Okay? I'm not mean. I'm not mad. I'm just agitated. Stop fucking playing with me with this dumb shit. You and her. Y'all motherfuckers don't want to talk about it. We ain't got to talk about it. But don't ask me about that motherfucker. Don't you ask me about him either. That motherfucker drowned. He in Houston. I don't know. Don't ask me no shit about no dude. So that concludes my show, and I'm going to end it with my little theme song right now from last summer, Wale and Bad.
Monogamy or whatever you call it, I'm starting to think ain't for everybody. Most of us is rushing into it anyway, you know what I'm saying? You ain't rushing for love, and I ain't up here to judge, so let's neglect the what ifs and make it do what it does. Let's get it.
Is it bad? I never made love, no, I never did. Would assume no how to fuck, I'd be a bad girl. I'll do it to you, I can't promise that I'll be good to you, cause I had to do. I won't admit, no, not having it, but at least I can admit that I'd be bad, no, to you. Yeah, I'll be good in bed, but I'll be bad to you.
Bad, bad. I never made love, no, I never did. Would've shown no heart to love.
Get it, bad girls ain't no good, and the good girls ain't no fun. And the hood girls want a smart nigga. College girls all want a thug, so it seems that we fiends what we don't need. Got a thing for a queen who don't wanna leave. I ain't about to judge you, don't judge me. You ain't gotta really sing about your ass sheet, cause I heard you. Yeah, in the literal sense, I mean that. Rough sex saying I love ya, but the kiss of me saying you mean that. I know, I just be calling a mean ass. Oh, the irony, got the bomb in D, but the problem is probably a deep pass. Still I'm feeling this and I need bad. Thinking if I get it to need this. I don't need a motion to open your deep sea. I can see the ocean by going between legs. Bag, no, bed, blow, dope, go, forward, couch, now, slow, motion. Around, put it down, Lord knows she was going for the moon. Hold up. Play smart, she take pride. I'm going out, I'm getting hollered at. I'm saying nah, she's no saint, but she don't post. She don't wear makeup by the bolo. Riding through Lakeshore with the nose up. She don't really date much, but it slows up. She got haters, but we all do. Heard you when it's time cold, shawty far through. Baby, like I say, approach, how they court you. All of mind games, never mind, cause they all low. In the physical sense, I mean that. I ain't trying to kiss up, suck up, be gas. I ain't like them, you sucking your teeth fast. Nope. Play big, trust me, I humble your mean ass. Look, shawty is actually in prevent. Cause the one in front of it's working with deep breath. Yep, bed, floor, couch, more, shower, Lord, perm, done. Love, nah, caught in the morning, cell number wasn't on, God.
Is it, baby? I never made love, no, I never did. Would've shown no how to fuck, I'd be a bad girl. I'll pull it to you. I can't promise that I'll be good to you. Cause I had to do. I won't admit, no, not having it. But at least I can admit that I'll be bad, no. To you. Yeah, I'll be good in bed, but I'll be bad to you.
We'll be back next Monday. We took this Monday off to commemorate Memorial Day, which is very different than Veterans Day. Y'all need to know the difference. So thank you guys so much for listening. And I will be back in full effect next week. I'm going to try to get a transgender that I know on the air because I want them to explain the difference for y'all because I don't think that y'all know the difference between somebody being transgender and homosexual. It's all a difference. And it's actually someone that used to be a female that transitioned into a male, which you don't really see that too often. But other than Chaz Bono, obviously, Cher's son, now daughter, or Cher's daughter, now son. But make sure y'all tune in next week for Manic Monday. Stay in your lane. This is D. Scott. Tell the Truth Tuesday. I'm not agitated no more. The coast is clear, motherfuckers. Bye.